Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, more than a dozen states have either banned abortion or restricted access to the procedure. These restrictions have made abortion access challenging for many, including members of the armed services. More than 100 military installations are in states where abortion is now banned. And that means women in the military may have to travel longer distances, spend more money, and incur greater risks to their privacy. Carson Frame of the American Homefront Project reports.
Allison Gill was one of the first women the Navy recruited into Nuclear Power Training Command in the mid-90s. It was a male-dominated world where she felt deeply unwelcome.
It was like there weren't any women. It was just men. And they weren't happy to see me. I didn't have facilities yet. There wasn't a GYN on base.
Gill was just a few weeks into training in Florida when a colleague drugged and violently raped her at a party. But when she reported it, Navy officials accused her of lying and threatened her career.
They said, you know, so why don't we just chalk this up to what it is, a bad decision on your part? And I was convinced. Yeah, man, this was my fault. I better not file a false report. All those terrible things will happen to me.
Things got worse for Gill when she found out she was pregnant as a result of the assault. So she went to a Planned Parenthood clinic near the base to get an abortion on a Saturday morning. She was back in time to attend a mandatory study period that afternoon. But now that states have started outlawing abortion, she says military women today are no longer able to do that as easily or privately. Some have to travel long distances to places where it's legal.
If you have to put in for leave and say why you're going, and you have to travel out of state, you either have to lie on a document, on a government document, which is a court-martialable offense, or you have to tell them what you're doing and hope they approve it, and then it's in your records. You have to make a decision, you know, that feels like, do I ruin my career or do I ruin my career this other way?
State abortion bans heavily affect troops on training bases, where they don't make as much money and have less freedom of movement. And even states with legal abortion sometimes require waiting periods and multiple doctor's visits, making the trip harder and more expensive for out-of-state military women. Lori Manning is with the Service Women's Action Network.
A lot of them don't have cars, particularly the younger enlisted women, so that they could drive themselves. And sometimes we're talking 500, 600, 700, or 1,000 miles to get to a state where it can be done.
In addition to the travel, advocates say military women seeking abortions face unique privacy concerns. Kelly Blanchard is president of IBIS Reproductive Health, which surveyed military women who sought abortions. Many feared privacy breaches. And one said her chain of command was given her pregnancy test results.
Those particular types of barriers are unique to folks in the military because of the military-specific rules about where pregnant people can be deployed, what jobs they can have, and repercussions because of stigma.
Just before the Supreme Court's Dobbs decision that overturned Roe v. Wade, the Army and Air Force issued new policies. They prevent commanders from denying leave for abortion and clarify that women don't have to disclose their reason for requesting leave. But the Navy and Marine Corps have not followed suit. And in July, during a House Armed Services Committee hearing, Defense Undersecretary Gil Cisneros stopped short of promising further policy changes.
Dobbs created a lot of complexities. We are having to navigate the different laws in each state and to see how it affects our service members in each state. We are currently reviewing our policies and procedures.
Cisneros said the military has an obligation to ensure personnel have the health care they need. He also raised a second concern, that abortion restrictions could make it hard for the military to bring in and retain service members at a time when recruitment numbers are already low. For Here and Now, I'm Carson Frame.